This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
It is the Summit News Hour, and in this hour we're going to cover a host of different topics. Of course, we had today a report out of Bloomberg where Joe Biden is set to announce that the U.S. will accept 100,000 Ukrainian refugees. Now, given that about a third of Ukrainian refugees arriving in countries like France aren't from Ukraine, that might pose a problem. Now, they've done it, according to the Bloomberg report, at least partially, in the name of protecting the LGBTQ community. We're going to check in on another report, again in the next segment, which I put up yesterday, on that subject. Transgenders are fleeing Ukraine because they're getting to the border, basically having their Adam's apples checked by the Ukrainian security forces. Not a very LGBT-friendly country. In fact, it's ranked in the bottom 10 when it comes to LGBT rights in Ukraine. Gay marriage is illegal. Homosexuality is a sin. So these current thing supporters who have suddenly switched their allegiance from demanding everyone wear a mask and take a vaccine over to supporting Ukraine, many of whom have both the Ukrainian flag in their Twitter bio with the LGBT rainbow flag, when they learn about how Ukraine treats gay people and transgenders, they may have a quandary. Meanwhile, Danish PM says being a refugee is temporary. We're going to get into all that, but first I want to get into this. And this is going to take up the next segment as well, by the looks of it. This idea of groupthink, this idea that the flip was switched overnight from the same people who vitriolically denounced anyone who didn't take a vaccine, vitriolically denounced anyone who didn't wear a mask, the same people now vitriolically denouncing people who don't fully support Ukraine, don't fully support the no-fly zone, the escalation of the war agenda. Where does that thinking come from? Well, there were a couple of polls this week. First one, headline. Poll: vaccinated people far more likely to support risking World War III over Ukraine. Now, think about it. These people, for the past 2 years, have been cowering inside their homes. When they dare leave their homes, they've been wearing 4 or 5 face masks. They've had their third jab. Some of them are now having their fourth jab, having lived in abject fear over the past 2 years of a virus which 99.7% of people, depending on the age range, survive. Even in the upper bracket age range, the vast, vast majority survive with no long-term effects whatsoever. They've been terrified of that virus for the past 2 years, but now suddenly they're all gung-ho about something which could literally cause nuclear Armageddon. A new poll finds that vaccinated people are far more likely to risk World War III over Ukraine by supporting aggressive measures against Russia, while unvaccinated people are more likely to support diplomatic measures. This was a survey conducted in Canada, published by the Toronto Star, that Canadians who have received 3 or more shots massively supported expanding sanctions, 86%, seizing Russian assets, 85%, although now it's come out that Zelensky actually lobbied Roman Abramovich in the United Kingdom to not have his assets seized. That's interesting, isn't it? Cutting off shipments of Russian oil, 81%, and sending additional military equipment to Ukraine, 82%. Then on the flip side, the unvaccinated, a majority of them, 52%, said they did not support any of that. So again, this tribal ideological echo chamber has completely transferred over from lockdowns, mask wearing, mass vaccinations with the COVID pandemic to supporting the current thing in the context of the Ukraine war. I'm going to get into that further on the other side of the break, and then we're going to ask the question, What is the danger of the United States accepting 100,000 Ukrainian refugees? Summit.news, we'll be back.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure, pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot T-shirts to help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Live from the Summit.News headquarters, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Groupthink that seamlessly transferred over from the COVID lockdown mask wearing mass vaccination rhetoric, and again the vitriolic denunciation of anyone who doesn't ideologically bend the knee to that rhetoric, to that narrative. Again, I was talking about before the break this new poll out of Canada which shows that there's an exact correlation between the people who supported the vaccination, supported the lockdown, supported the mask wearing, and those who want to escalate the conflict in Ukraine. Chris Menahan comments on this from Information Liberation. The overwhelming majority probably would have said use diplomacy if it was an option, but the war hawks behind the poll left it off the list. But as I comment, the insightful poll results back up the claims of many that the COVID narrative was switched seamlessly to support Ukraine virtually overnight by the media, and the unthinking masses immediately displayed their ideological subservience. I was walking in a village last week near where I live with probably a population of about 200 people max, and they'd advertised a coffee morning for old biddies to support Ukraine. Like, I'm all for people getting together in the local community, but it's the fact that this is already funneled through to some elderly people in a remote village that they need to go for a coffee in the morning to support you. How does that support Ukraine again? It's just you could put it on a poster and feel good about yourself. As I write, NPCs were able to seamlessly transfer from zealous support for vaccines and vitriolic denunciations of anyone who didn't get one to zealous support for Ukraine and vitriolic denunciations of anyone who didn't fully swallow the war narrative. It seems that mass support for whatever the current thing the political class and culture demands has become a form of cognitive addiction. And again, people have made this point. Because humanity, because people within their own communities have become increasingly atomized from each other, their families are falling apart, they don't talk to their own families, they don't talk to their own parents or siblings, they don't talk to their own neighbors, their life has no definition, no structure, no meaning. So that meaning is now dependent on them identifying with lurching from one global crisis to another, and then using that, weaponizing that to give their own life meaning by engaging in this tribalist thinking, which allows them to ostracize, publicly shame, deplatform, demonize anyone who isn't on the bandwagon. People seem to be so lost in terms of a lack of fulfillment, a lack of meaning within their own lives, that they glom onto global crises and try to identify themselves that way, try to define their personality that way. And in fact, that was a point made by Unheard in an article by Mary Harrington, headlined "The COVID Cautious Are Hungriest for War," where she talks about this same poll that I just mentioned, And she makes the point that, again, this atomization of society, this ability to not rely on local threads of your community, has enabled this mass unquestioning thinking. She writes, quote, humans have probably always clustered by belief to an extent, but it's been evident since at least 2016 that social media greatly accelerates the intensity of this dynamic by unmooring it from material life. I can't very well cancel my local butcher if we disagree about vaccines or Ukraine, at least not if I want to buy a steak off him tomorrow. But if I do my grocery shopping online, I can demonize and expel to my heart's content. So again, because we become so unreliant on our own community, on the other people around us, and we don't necessarily need them anymore, then we can ostracize ourselves from them, not just physically, not just socially, but also in a political sense. She continues, lockdown scaled this up radically by forcing as much as possible of our common life away from in-person interactions to the internet, which again builds these echo chambers. Unsurprisingly, she continues, this has radically intensified ideological clustering and tribalization. Accordingly, since 2020, we've seen BLM emojis sweep over social media bios, only to replace by or augmented by vaccine emojis, and more recently, with an effervescence of Ukrainian flags. And in fact, I saw yesterday on Twitter, this lawyer, he posted something like, what would you do if you saw Tommy Robinson and Lawrence Fox in a ditch and you were bypassing a restaurant? And the answer was, oh, I'd check what was on the menu. In his bio, he had the mask emoji, he had the vaccine emoji, and he had the Ukraine flag emoji. He's very keen on broadcasting what a good person he is to the world, while he simultaneously brags about how if he saw someone dying in a ditch because they disagree with him politically, he would walk by and let them die because he's a really nice person. He's got the flags in his bio. Absolutely incredible. They're the good people, and yet they constantly talk all day about how they want people who disagree with them to die horrible deaths, but they're the good people. Hands, are we the baddies? Related story. Poll. Support for further US involvement in Ukraine collapses when Americans told it risks war and economic hardship. Like, why do you have to be told that if you shoot down Russian planes over Ukraine with NATO jets, that's probably going to lead to World War III? How do you not know that? Russia's said it over and over again. The UK government said it. The Biden administration said it multiple times. That's why they say they're not going to do it, because it's going to lead to nuclear Armageddon. But when asked in polls if we should give substantial military aid in the form of military equipment to Ukraine, 78% of Americans in this Fox News poll said yes. But then when you ask them, or when you clarify, when the authority figure, in the form of the pollster, clarifies that that would risk war with Russia, that 78% of Americans collapses to 36%. But again, why do you need to be told? Again, this is a complete lack of critical thinking skills within the population. They can't think one step beyond supporting the current thing. Similarly, 80% of Americans in this Fox News poll support further economic sanctions against Russia, but this number drops to just 44% when respondents include the proviso that this will lead to, quote, higher prices and financial hardship for Americans. So again, they can't engage in a modicum of critical thinking to realize that if you slap sanctions on one of the biggest economic powers in the world, one of the biggest hoarders of energy in the world, Russia, that's going to have a knock-on effect. It's the breadbasket of Europe in many senses. That's why people, experts have said a massive food shortage crisis is coming. Food prices are already skyrocketing along with gasoline prices, because that's where a great portion of the food that feeds the world comes from. So why don't they know that when they answer the initial question? They support it. 80% of Americans, again, support the economic sanctions. But when they're told, oh, by the way, you know those economic sanctions against energy and food, that has a knock-on effect to your wallet, to your paycheck. Oh, really? I didn't know that. How did you not know that? They have to be told by a pollster, and then support for it collapses by a half or more. absolutely incredible. But again, it goes back to supporting the current thing. They support the current thing. They put the Ukraine flag in their Twitter bio, and that's it. No critical thinking is required beyond that step. Now, people have pushed back. You'll remember Elon Musk posted a meme, which was posted by other people, but he drew massive attention to it. I support the current thing, this NPC meme. And people have pushed back against it by saying that people who say I don't support the current thing are the exact engaging in the exact same mindset. No, that's completely untrue. It's not the same thing, because supporting the current thing has no negative consequences whatsoever. You're rewarded with dopamine. You're rewarded by the establishment. Your job isn't under threat. On the flip side, people who don't support the current thing face financial ruin, social ostracization, demonization, deplatforming, as we've seen over the past 3 or 4 weeks on numerous occasions once again. So no, not supporting the current thing isn't the same NPC-like behavior as I support the current thing with no critical thinking skills. We'll be back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So again, as I mentioned before the break, that number in a Fox News poll, 80% of Americans who support further economic sanctions against Russia, when told that yes, Russia and Ukraine, that area of the world, is the breadbasket for many areas of the world, that Russia controls a lot of energy, a lot of the commodities, and that's going to make higher prices in America. That's going to make your food more expensive, your gasoline more expensive. When told that by an authority figure, the pollster, the support for sanctions on Russia drops by almost a half. But it's like, how could you not know that? This is what I'm talking about. This is that meme. I support the current thing. Support the current thing. Get the dopamine. Get the high status symbol opinion, which gives you establishment approval, which protects you from being cancelled. And beyond that, zero critical thinking is required. Again, I write in the article. This again underscores how people are so easily manipulated into supporting the current thing based on fleeting feelings of moral superiority and wanting to follow the herd without even considering the long-term consequences. Again, there was another poll last week, same thing. Yahoo News YouGov poll, plurality of Americans supported imposing a no-fly zone over Ukraine. But then opposition to that doubled when respondents were told this would mean the US military shooting down Russian aircraft. How did you not know that? That's the very definition of a no-fly zone. What do you think it is? It's the kind word in the ear, please don't fly any planes over Ukraine. No, it's shooting down Russian fighters. It's nuclear Armageddon. It's World War III. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, because you can't think. You support the current thing. So again, the idea. And by the way, there's a counter meme now, which is the NPC. And it says, I don't support the current thing. And instead of transgender flags and Ukrainian flags, it's like InfoWars and RT in the background and like being against masks. No, that doesn't work because there's no negative consequences for supporting the current thing. Whereas if you don't support the current thing, you can end up out of a job, out of a bank account, or even worse. Another example of that today. British professor faces government crackdown for questioning Ukraine war narrative. Again, if he just have supported the current thing, he'd have been okay. Oh, but supporting the current thing and not supporting the current thing, that's ideologically similar. No, it isn't, because there's no consequence for supporting the current thing. A professor at the University of Edinburgh is facing trial by media and a government crackdown. That's literally what the education minister said, merely because he shared an article questioning the narrative behind the bombing of a theater in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol. Now, we've had the Snake Island hoax. We've had the Samhain Ghost of Kiev hoax. We've had the fake bombing of a memorial in Kiev. We've had the fake attack on a nuclear facility. All complete bollocks, never happened, totally contrived by the NATO powers, by the Ukrainian government. So why should anyone flippantly offhand just believe everything they say? Professor Tim Hayward is currently being cancelled. Cancel culture doesn't exist, though, apparently. By the mob because he shared an article by left-wing news outlet Grey Zone, which also featured in the back of that I don't support the current thing meme, by the way. Apparently that's a verboten website. I'll have to check that one out. Which suggested the theater bombing blamed on Russia may actually have been carried out by Ukrainian Azov fighters. What, the neo-Nazis? No, they're our neo-Nazis. They'd never do that. The incident was immediately exploited by NATO powers to justify more military support for Ukraine. However, the neo-Nazi unit is accused of using civilians as human shields inside the building before they blew it up. And Hayward, this university professor out of Scotland, merely pointed to the fact that there's no evidence of it being blown up by Russian missiles. Russia has denied attacking it. People have looked at this theatre building and said it was of no strategic importance, so why would they attack it? But merely for asking those questions, this professor has been completely savaged, again, for not supporting the current thing, accused in a Times article of spreading Russian disinformation, which the ghost of Kiev being fake, the Holocaust attack being fake, the Snake Island being fake, that was all Russian disinformation at one time, wasn't it? He was called a useful idiot for President Putin's atrocities by a Tory MP in the House of Commons. The professor was also targeted by Education Secretary, former Vaccines Minister, Nadeem Zahawi, good old British name, who said universities that challenged the official narrative would be investigated and professors punished. Sounds awful like McCarthyism, doesn't it? Putin and his cronies are a malign influence on anyone in this country, buying their false narrative, and have to repeat it, it's false and dangerous narrative. We will crack down on it hard, Zahawi said. Again, he was speaking in the context of this University of Edinburgh professor who merely questioned the official narrative behind this theatre attack. The professor himself gave a quote to a news outlet. He said, in war, miscalculations can have terrible consequences. We also know that misinformation can sometimes even slip through on our own side, as when the UK went to war in Iraq, mistakenly believing it had weapons of mass destruction. No, we don't talk about that anymore. We don't talk about how the legacy media for years religiously pushed the completely contrived fake story that Al-Qaeda terrorists had links to Saddam and Hussein and Iraq based on fake drunken sources. We don't talk about that anymore, do we? No. That's, again, back in the day, that would have been, and it was, I remember, it would have been called Iraqi propaganda. Turned out to be completely true, of course. But again, he's facing not only cancellation, he's facing people in Parliament standing up and basically calling him a Russian agent and calling for him to be not only dismissed, but all universities in the United Kingdom to be investigated for pushing Russian disinformation. Now, universities in the United Kingdom are pushing a lot of other bad stuff. Apparently, that's fine, though. You know, schools in the UK are pushing sex lessons for five-year-olds. Apparently, that's permissible. Don't worry about that. Some professor questioned an attack in a city in Ukraine. We have to go after him. On the flip side, we're going to get into this Bashar al-Assad clip, because, again, we have Middle Eastern dictators basically laughing at us and saying, what happened to the West? Triumphing free speech, that apparently doesn't exist anymore. And then we're also going to get into this secret plan to send 10,000 NATO peacekeeping troops into Ukraine. Not so secret, given that it's all over the media and Poland has talked about it on numerous occasions. But Lavrov has shot back and said again that this will trigger direct war with Russia. But again, as long as it's in furtherance of the current thing, who cares? Also going to talk about the refugee situation, 100,000 Ukrainian refugees heading to America. We're going to describe the experiences of female Ukrainian refugees who entered Sweden and then said they want to go back to Ukraine. Summit.news.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Bandai Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So, the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Let's rattle through some of these video clips now, because we've only got about four or five to get through the next half an hour. I spoke before the break about this university professor in Scotland being cancelled merely for questioning or sharing a news article which questioned the narrative behind a Russian attack on a theatre in Mariupol. Well, now, once again, we're being lectured in the West by third world dictators about the fact that apparently we've completely abandoned our sanctity for free speech, and we're now a laughing stock, and we're not distinguished in any way, in many senses, from many of those autocratic countries in those parts of the world. This is Assad, Bashar al-Assad. In democratic West, you're only allowed one opinion. Here's the clip. Petty foreign dictators are once again laughing at the subversion and emasculation of the West, this time in the form of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. He questioned why the West continues to triumph, how democratic it is, while insisting that everyone holds the exact same opinion about everything.
وهي أحد أهم الأسس التي يتباهى بها الغرب، فقد سقطت بالهاوية. فعلى الأقل منذ أتى جورج بوش الصغير منذ حوالي 20 عام، والعالم الغربي كله برأي واحد، والكل يتحرك بنفس الاتجاه، حكومات، لوبيات، شركات، وسائل إعلام، ومؤخرا وسائل التواصل الاجتماعي. ما هذا الغرب الديمقراطي الذي يعيش فيه مئات الملايين من البشر ولكن ليس فيه سوى رأي واحد؟ فالحقيقة حرية الرأي وحرية التعبير هي أن يكون لك رأي واحد متطابق مع الغرب. هذه هي الحقيقة.
Yeah, but isn't Assad just a dictator? What right does he have to lecture us about free speech? Yeah, I think you're asking the wrong question. The real question should be, why are Middle Eastern dictators laughing at the state of free speech in the West? Does that kind of suggest to you that we've abandoned the principles that once distinguished us from Middle Eastern dictatorships? Doesn't really matter if Assad is a hypocrite, he's right. And what of this monoculture of a loud opinion that Assad speaks of? Is diversity of thought an increasingly endangered concept in the West? Take this for example. A polling firm in Canada compared the answers of fully vaccinated people to non-vaccinated people when it came to the situation in Ukraine. The results were staggering. Fully boosted people, having been terrified of a virus for the past 2 years, are the most aggressive when it comes to favoring risking World War III to face down Russia, while non-vaxxed people are far more likely to oppose such measures in favour of diplomacy. These insightful poll results back up an increasingly common claim, that when the entire COVID narrative was switched virtually overnight by the media to support Ukraine, the unthinking masses immediately displayed their ideological subservience. NPCs were able to seamlessly transfer from zealous support for vaccinations and vitriolic denunciations of anyone who didn't get one, to zealous support for Ukraine and vitriolic denunciations of anyone who even dares suggest there might be some nuance, or who doesn't fully swallow the war narrative of the regime. It seems mass unquestioning support for whatever current thing political class and the culture demands has become a form of cognitive addiction. Having been completely atomized, humanity seems completely dependent on defining itself by lurching from one crisis to another, and weaponizing that crisis to ostracize, publicly shame, and deplatform dissidents who suggest that all may not be as it seems. Now I'm going to move on to this refugee situation in terms of this Biden plan to accept 100,000 Ukrainian refugees into the United States. The exact wording in this Bloomberg article is very interesting. I'm going to talk about that, but first I'm going to play this video because they openly said that they want to help Ukrainian refugees to protect the LGBT movement. That's basically what this Bloomberg article said, which is very interesting because yesterday I made a video about transgenders trying to flee Ukraine. These are biological males who now claim they're women trying to flee the country, presumably like the Titanic when the men dressed up as women and tried to get on the lifeboats. Unfortunately for them, Ukraine is not a very LGBT-friendly country. Let's go to this clip. Transgenders fleeing Ukraine told their men by border guards. Here it is. Transgender women attempting to flee Ukraine are being turned back at the border and told to return home to fight. The reason, according to Ukrainian border guards, they're men. Sounds pretty transphobic to me. Under the state of martial law declared by President Zelensky, all biological males between the ages of 18 and 60 are mandated to stay in the country and fight. The law makes no exception whatsoever for trans women. A report by Italian newspaper La Corriere della Sera confirms that virtually all of the transgenders attempting to escape Ukraine by identifying as women have been apprehended and sent back. The report quotes one of the trans women who was told by border guards, quote, "They are men, they must turn back and fight." Another trans women couple, both of whom were born biological males, had their Adam's apples checked by Ukrainian officers. They were then told to return home and, quote, "go to the war." Another described the humiliating treatment meted out by Ukrainian border guards. "Ukrainian border guards undress you and touch you everywhere," Judith says. "You can see on their faces they're wondering, what are you? Like you're some kind of animal or something." That from someone who was born a biological female but now identifies as a man, but was still prevented from fleeing the country. Legally, there is no reason why she should not be allowed to pass with the thousands of women who are crossing Ukrainian borders to safety every day. Yet on 12th of March at about 4 a.m. after a long and humiliating search, border guards determined she was a man and prevented her passage into Poland. According to human rights campaigner Alina Shevchenko, it sounds like Ukrainian border guards are preventing even trans people with a valid certificate reflecting their new gender from leaving Ukraine, and nobody knows why. Zero Hedge reports, interestingly, the American press didn't pick up the story. Could this be because it might undermine the bright, shiny, definitely not Nazi-ish new heroic image of the Ukrainian government, which has been the subject of almost unanimously positive coverage in the American press? According to the International Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Trans and Intersex Association, whatever that is, Ukraine ranks 39 out of 49 European countries when it comes to its treatment of LGBT people. Gay marriage is illegal and homosexuality is considered a sin, and there are no anti-LGBT discrimination laws. So technically, all the moral exhibitionists who have put Ukrainian flags in their Twitter bios are supporting one of the most homophobic and transphobic countries on the entire continent. Imagine how scrambled their brains will be when they find that out. Which current thing do you support when one current thing totally contradicts the other? Now that's an interesting angle, the fact that these transgenders are being turned back by the apparently transphobic Ukrainian border guards. But again, we support the current thing, so we'll just ignore that for now. Because in this Bloomberg article today, which announced a Biden White House plan to accept 100,000 refugees into the United States, it said, quote, the official, who is quoted in this Bloomberg article, said the U.S. is committed to protecting LGBTQ people and those with medical needs that have been disrupted by war. Medical needs suggests transgenders, of course, LGBTQ people includes those transgenders who are trying to flee the country but being turned back. So are they literally announcing this 100,000 refugee intake merely to help the rainbow people? What's also interesting about this, of course, as I've mentioned before, 100,000 Ukrainian refugees. I will say many of these Ukrainian refugees are actually refugees, women and children. Of course, under martial law, Zelensky said men between the ages of 18 and 60 had to stay and fight. So a lot of the refugees, most of them at least, coming into Europe are actual refugees. They're women and children. The problem is, though, in France, 30% of them aren't. We had this headline last week. 30% of Ukrainian refugees are actually from other countries, and that was based on a French Le Figaro newspaper report, which said that the newspaper revealed 7.5% are of Algerian nationality, that's not Ukraine, 3.5% of arrivals are from Ivory Coast and Morocco, respectively, and then the other countries you look at, Congo, Cameroon, Pakistan, Nigeria, India, they're not coming from Ukraine, 30% at least. So 100,000, as many as 30,000, will not be actual Ukrainians if it's similar to what's going on in France. And then, of course, they...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So, as I was talking about before the break, before I got cut off, the U.S. is set to announce a program to accept 100,000 Ukrainian refugees in the name of, according to the official quote by Bloomberg, protecting LGBTQ people and those with medical needs that have been disrupted by war. So that will include, presumably, the transgenders, biological men who identify as women, attempting to flee Ukraine but being turned back at the border by the transphobic Ukrainian border guards who are checking their Adam's apple and saying they need to go back home and fight on the front lines, basically. Now, another part of this Bloomberg article said, quote, given the United States will have to accept these refugees, 100,000, quote, over the course of several years. Now, that's interesting because the Prime Minister of Denmark made the point yesterday that, quote, being a refugee is temporary, and that is the headline. This is Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen, who made the comments after Denmark passed a law giving Ukrainian refugees the right to work, education, and social welfare. But she's basically said, when the war stops, that tap will be turned off. Quote, being a refugee is temporary, so you have to return and help build up your homeland when you get the opportunity. It gives us the opportunity to help other refugees. And again, that's the point. When 30% of the, quote, Ukrainian refugees coming into France aren't Ukrainian refugees, aren't women and children, they're male economic migrants from India, Pakistan, and other North African, Middle Eastern countries, that disadvantages actual female and children Ukrainian refugees. And of course, Denmark was the first country in Europe to demand that, quote, Syrian refugees, again, many of whom were economic male migrants who came from Afghanistan, Pakistan, and all these parts of the world, would have to return home once the Syrian civil war ended. Then you had this other comment from Denmark's former immigration minister, Inger Stolberg, who said, quote, no one dares to say it like it is. It's because the Ukrainians are more like us and because they are primarily Christians as to why European countries such as Poland, which of course accepted virtually zero refugees during the 2015-16 refugee crisis, which was actually exploited by a majority of economic migrants, even they are swinging open the borders, opening their arms to Ukrainian refugees, because again, the majority of them at least are actual refugees, women and children. But then you have these male economic migrants from Pakistan, Afghanistan, and these other countries, which are exploiting that wave once again to slip into the continent of Europe. Now, again, on an individual level, the vast majority of them, I don't blame them. If I lived in an S-hole country in the Middle East, I would want to go to Denmark. It's pretty nice. Problem is, we're full and they don't integrate. And that's the best of the situation. The worst of the situation is they exploit the refugee wave to carry out mass casualty terrorist attacks, as happened in Paris, where the majority of the Paris jihadists snuck into Europe via the refugee wave. And then we had multiple numerous attacks where refugees, quote, refugees who are actually jihadists, exploited that wave to slip into Europe undetected on fake papers to carry out terrorist attacks. I've talked about that until I was blue in the face. So, yes, there is a danger when you accept 100,000 people over a short amount of time and don't vet them properly, which I'm sure the open borders Biden administration won't whatsoever, that there's a danger both in terms of security and in terms of integration. But there's another problem that actual refugees are having coming from Ukraine into supposedly tolerant, liberal Western European countries, and that is the problem of multiculturalism and diversity. And that was the unfortunate experience of some female Ukrainian refugees who encountered Swedish multiculturalism, and we have a clip on that, and here it is. Having escaped the Russian war machine, female Ukrainian refugees are facing a new threat to their safety. Multicultural Sweden! Wait, but diversity's a strength, no? Well, not if you're one of several Ukrainian women staying at a refugee hostel in Örebro. Speaking to news outlet Samit and Swedish Public Radio, the Ukrainian refugees described what happened. Gangs of foreign migrants, later identified as Somalis, attempted to break into the hostel rooms where the Ukrainian women were staying with their young children. The first incident occurred at 3 a.m. when two Somali men started knocking on the front door of the hostel. Without opening the door, the Ukrainian women tried to talk to the men outside. They looked like African Americans, if I express myself politely, one woman told the news outlet. They were black people, tall and slim, with black skin color. She explained to the men that only Ukrainian women and children live in the hostel, but the Somalis claimed that they have a friend who lives there. After asking what their friend's name was, the Ukrainian women figured out no person with that name was residing at the hostel. They started knocking on the door of a woman who lives with her two small children, aged 2 and 4. They were very scared, the volunteer said of the children. The 4-year-old was silent, but the 2-year-old screamed, she added. At 5 a.m, a group reportedly of Arab origin arrived at the premises and attempted unsuccessfully to enter the hostel. What's the problem? They were just trying to find their friend. at 5 a.m. by breaking into a room full of young women. I'm sure they only had the best intentions. The women said they were afraid to report what happened to the police and the hostel had to employ a bunch of new security guards. I don't want to live here because I am afraid, one of the female refugees told Swedish radio. They said that Sweden was a safe country, but I have not seen that, said another. Yeah, the media will tell you that, but the facts will tell you that having been ranked as the safest country in Europe just 20 years ago, Sweden is now the second most dangerous. Because diversity is a strength. If by strength you mean gang rapes, grenade attacks, and no-go zones so dangerous that they don't even deliver the mail there, then yeah, it's really a strength. Maybe these women can go to Germany instead. Oh, well, maybe not. A volunteer at the hostel says the women are so terrified, they want to go back to Ukraine. Apparently the threat of missile strikes and bombs raining down on their heads is more appealing than the wondrous benefits of multicultural Sweden. Now, on the same subject of the wondrous benefits of multiculturalism, of course, we had a sexual grooming scandal in one town alone in the United Kingdom. It's happened in numerous towns across the country for decades. That was the town of Rotherham, where for the best part of two decades, young white English girls were industrially groomed and passed around predominantly Muslim Pakistani men. People complained about it, they complained to the council, they complained to the authorities. They were told to shut up and stop being racist. Again, this ties into a narrative that I've tried to explain many times over. Political correctness isn't just being nice to people. It literally leads to widespread abuse and even death. We saw the trial of the Manchester Arena bomber back a few months ago, where numerous people, before he set off his bombs, which killed multiple children at the Manchester Arena in 2017, people were reporting his suspicious activity. Those people were told to shut up and stop being racist. Then the bomb went off and 20-odd people died. Hundreds were maimed and injured because of political correctness. Breitbart reports grooming gang whistleblower claims police said she was being racist and, quote, rocking the multicultural boat. Again, this is in Rotherham, town right next door to Sheffield, where I used to live, where I was born. A child sexual abuse whistleblower has claimed she faced repeated efforts from the police to discourage her from reporting grooming gang activity in Rotherham. This is Jane Senior, MBE, who's a key witness in exposing the predominantly Pakistani grooming gang crisis across the north of England, claims to have faced opposition from the police, who allegedly attempted to dissuade her from passing on key evidence. Remember, in some of these situations, the fathers of the abused children will literally show up at the houses where their kids are being sexually abused, call the police. The police will turn up and say, shut up, you're being racist. That actually happened. Continues, the whistleblower, who has made complaints against more than 30 officers, claimed that police misconduct here in Sheffield, that she was told in one meeting with police officers, she was, quote, being racist, was, quote, going against the perpetrator's human rights. Again, they were passing around and sexually abusing kids, but their human rights are more important, apparently, and was, quote, rocking the multicultural boat. So yet more evidence of this grand cover-up that happened in Rotherham, happened in numerous other towns and cities throughout the United Kingdom, because local councils and local police officers thought it was more important to not be called racist than to protect and prosecute, to protect the children and to prosecute the vile individuals who were involved in this industrial grooming scandal, simply because they were Muslim and they were brown, and those authorities didn't want to be called racist. Political correctness kills. War Room is next. Summit.News. Don't go away.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they
come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.